Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Whoa, yeah. Hey, everybody. Here we are. It's time for the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Yes, we did a restart.
I know that you've been waiting breathlessly, and here we are. Well, anyway, I want to remind you that we are using an ordinary deck of playing cards, which, in fact, I am showing to our Facebook watchers. If you'd like to be one, all you have to do is go to the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook. It takes nothing to join and pop in and be a bunch of really nice people, okay? So, yes, ordinary playing cards. This is not to be confused with tarot readings, oracle readings, or any of the other systems that are out there. And I know there's a lot of them, but myself, I've only studied this one. Also, I want to mention that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers and or our Facebook folks who have questions for a reading. It's my preference. Others, they just sort of rifle them off like that real fast. But myself, I prefer the whole 24-card playing field, you could say, of your life. And it'll show us a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and then a lot of what's going on with you. My goodness, Jim, what's going on here?
Everything's fine.
No.
Well, that's what's going on. I mean, yeah.
I just think that's out of way.
Hey, it is what it is.
All
yes,
right,
welcome,
so,
everybody.
Also, just remember, this is a sample reading that I've given you. Okay? You arrange a one-on-one session with me, I will be laying them out like crazy for you. That's where the clarity comes from. Right now, we're giving you, say, a snapshot, okay, of what is actually available in your cards. So, with that said, I think I will now turn you over to our Master of Ceremonies, who would be Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes. We'd also like to remind all the folks out there in different platforms that are with us tonight, if you are international, you should let us know so we can give you live international shout-outs, which you shall do throughout the show, not just at the beginning. But we're going to start out right now with our international folk that are already here. We got a bunch of them. We have Catherine in Ireland, Rachel in the other side of the world in Australia is here. I saw Laura in Canada. I believe that's where we are at this point. Those are our international folk. We have many other of our regulars that are here, not abroad.
Yes.
But we all like broads.
We just, we like to acknowledge our, folks that come to us from other lands, because for them, aside from Rachel, who is into a whole new day, the others, it's the wee hours of the morning for them. So we just would like them to know how much we appreciate them.
All right, folks. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you will hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is true. If it's silence, you hear no sounds, music, or anything like that, something went wrong, hang up and call back. We had a technical issue at the beginning. We thought there was a Blog Talk issue because we'd naturally assume that after all the crap we went through, but it was not that. So we did a restart on the show for no reason, but it's all right. It's back. It's up. It's running. Callers can come rolling in, and we have folks waiting here. Facebookers, if we get gaps, and we do sometimes, we just don't know, We will turn to you, so you'll have to just stand by for instructions. We can't make any promises or anything. It'll involve Facebook Messenger, that I promise. We'll give you instructions when that time comes, if it does. It may and it may not. Nobody knows. Let's see here. No matter what, when you hear this, it means the free reading you are currently receiving is coming to an end. It's concluding. Let it do so. Don't try to kickstart it and ask a bunch more questions and whatnot. That ship has sailed. You get a couple right up front at the beginning. Get them out before the cards go down, your questions. Excuse me. But before we depart and move on to the next person, we're going to give you a single card reading from the angel deck we have. This is a good deck. It shall feature a message from an archangel. This is a good one. It is probably the second best one, or the best. Depends how you look at it. You know, it's close tie with the other one we use tomorrow night.
Started with that one.
Oh, yeah, you can tell by, yeah, if you're here, you can tell by, they're well broken in, let's say that. So, yes, it definitely is the ones that were started.
Any of the decks that we used on Amazon for a pretty decent price, okay? Just letting you know. We are not affiliates. We just want to help you out.
Oh, no, no. We had to pay for these. No,
and we don't make any money is what I mean.
Oh, yeah. And you can't even get them through us. We can't do anything for you.
No.
Just show you a picture of them and you can go get it yourself.
But one day, personal prophecy deck will be out there. And then you can give yourself readings without having to learn the methodology.
All right, interesting. All right, let's go. Let's see. Today is Orthodox Christmas Day.
Yeah, it's Serbian Christmas.
Not Orthodox. Just as, yeah.
Well, Greek Orthodox, Serbian
Orthodox.
Orthodox
is, yeah, right, exactly. And those countries change names and borders so much every time you sneeze. So just call it Orthodox.
And
it's easier
my family
that way.
Back in Minnesota is having a roaring party tonight. Yeah.
Some of them are. Some of them don't give a shit, right?
No, they all go. Even neighbors go. It's a clannish community.
What's her face was saying today when you were talking to her?
Who?
Your
sister.
Yes.
Well, she was debating. They have, you remember some.
I know, I'm just saying, yeah. So.
Trouble that they're dealing with, yeah.
Also, it's, I don't know if they're related, yes. It's also National Pass Gas Day. So there you go. When you got a fart, you got a fart.
The other half of the family is Swedish, French, and Irish. Yeah. Mother brought that in. With her lineage, and father brought in the Serbian, Ukrainian, there's a little Russian mixed in.
You know, when you're talking about that part of the world, it's don't even try to label a country on it. Those country names have changed, borders have moved. Just,
yeah, it was originally Yugoslavia, and I don't know.
Well, that wasn't original. That was created after World War II, Yugoslavia.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then wasn't there a war?
Or after World War I, whatever.
Wasn't his name Milosevic?
That was
some dictatorish kind of guy.
Anyway, that's why it all broke up back to the countries it was before that became Yugoslavia. When the USSR thing broke down, that's why you got all those Kazakhstans and Uzbekistan. All the stans came back to life.
Okay, Michelle asked a very big question about my family. My father, his father was supposedly last of the blue bloods from Russia. Okay, my father was considered the Macedonian prince. So we don't know beyond that.
Nobody ever says, well, you know, my bloodline comes from a bunch of thieves and ditch diggers. It's always nobility, like their past lives. Yes! Well, my father probably was the bloodline. He'd be a crown prince today if he would have stayed over in that world.
There's a relative of ours that is in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And this man put together...
Oh, here we go.
The entire family history. And I'll tell you what, it should be a mini-series. I mean, there is so much murder, corruption, other stuff, you know. My father was very handsome, and I take after him. But yes, he was very good-looking, dark hair, dark eyes, beautiful teeth. That side of the family, everybody has gorgeous teeth. No cavities, no fillings. Yeah. The family, as they came over, oh, my God. There was so much stuff. My grandma was repeatedly raped by her husband's father. she was, what do they call it, when it was an arranged marriage. She didn't want this guy. She was in love with somebody else. It's not always the way. Your family wants you to marry over here because they have money, they've got land, you know, they got animals, and you want to go with this guy over here who wears a barrel, but you love him. You know what I mean?
Actually, you know, those barrels are not cheap.
Barrel? Like a
wooden oak barrel? Those things are not cheap.
And they put little straps on it?
I'm just saying, in general, they're not cheap. Clothes are much cheaper than a barrel.
I read that guy's history. I'm in it. My sister's in it. My mother, other people. I had a cousin that got stuck in California as a young adult. And he called my grandma and he said, "I'm coming home to kill you, grandma, for something that she did." I mean, it's kind of a knuckle biter story. But you know what? I bet we all have that, depending on where you come from. You know, those things over in the UK, if you really look at them, those stories, the background, there was a lot of brutal bloodshed and, you know, wasn't it true that they would put in exile a woman who was, say, the queen, and she didn't produce the right sex for an heir? I'm asking you, Jim.
To make it sound like it was common, like that automatically happened, first of all.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that, Rachel.
A lot of politics and stuff. It all depends.
It's
usually
a little too grisly.
Exiles were usually done for political reasons, typically.
Rachel is seventh generation Australian. That's cool. Yeah, I like that. Yes, I go through tons of cards.
Well,
yeah.
She's not talking like Vegas in a day.
No, not in due to wear, but yeah.
More than the average person would ever go through cards.
My children were always new. Don't touch mom's cards. Because, I don't know, grandma always said it made the cards funny if people played games with them. So, we didn't. And they didn't. So, I suppose we could move on. That's it. Okay, well.
So far, thus far.
I guess we'll be turning.
All right.
They are the best stories. You're right. You are so right.
All right, caller number one tonight is our very own Lisa.
Lisa.
Hey, you guys.
Hi.
Hey, are you gonna be with us more than 60 seconds tonight?
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry about that. That was, yeah, I'm back in my stomping ground. I had a great time with the kiddos. Yeah,
kiddos.
She's got a granddaughter.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there was multiple children
and,
involved.
Yeah, and my son and his wife, and she has a son by another relation. So it's lots of kids there, it seems. I mean, more than what I'm used to.
Well, yeah.
It felt like more than one. It felt like
more than one. More than one is, yep, exactly. All right.
You know, we were eating out at places that, well, they have good food. Where I live, we don't have good food eating places, only my house.
That's really odd.
Yeah, you know, do you have fast food?
Are you fussy? Is that the problem?
People have maybe said, oh, well, then you must be a good cook. You know, so I kind of like, I guess maybe I know I'm a good cook, but I just think we pay too much money for what we have out here. You know, it's not yummity yum. And out there near the Phoenix area, it's wonderful and cheap.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I get it. But it would be a lot cheaper.
Like Mexican? Tex-Mex?
Oh, anything. Anything. We were walking for a while through Restaurant Row, and my daughter-in-law was telling me, oh, this is a good taco place, and that's a good shrimp place, and they're all side by side. It was amazing food, just amazing. You know, we had pizza for night. It was delish. It looked like it was homemade, like you'd see on the Chopped network. It was just incredible. And then salad and mozzarella sticks. And then the second night, which was last night, we had, I don't know, you could eat whatever, a hamburger and fries. And my daughter-in-law had nachos supreme. But they really do it. And it's so, I mean, it's high caliber the way they prepare it compared to what I'm used to the slop out here. You know, I just, and the price was like a fraction.
I believe that a lot, yeah.
They say when you go to the ethnic restaurants, look at the clientele. Like if you're going into, say, an Asian restaurant, you'll notice there's a lot of Asians there. That's a really good review for them.
Good sign.
Or Mexican. Yeah.
Mexican restaurant. A lot of Hispanics there. Unless you're in Mexico, of course. Who else is going to be there? But, you know.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
You could go to a shitty-ass Mexican restaurant in Mexico, and of course it's going to be full of Mexicans. Who the hell else is going to be there?
Very true, Tim.
But anyway, all right. So,
well,
you're back in your homeland now.
Yes, and I was welcomed back by my neighbor. We stayed on the phone for a couple of hours, and then he told me at the end that he was going to go to one of my favorite local social places here. And I said, why? Why are you doing that? He only took an interest in it after I started saying how much fun I'm having there. Why are you doing that? And so he said, save me a seat. And I said, my God.
Well, from now on, don't share any of your places that you like anymore.
I know. You're right.
It's going to be watchdogging you and going to start being a regular there on purpose so he can run into you by accident.
I don't know. Deb, what do the cards say? Do they say smooth sailing? I had a great time. I mean, besides... I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. I said, has it ever been smooth sailing for the two of you?
I know. Good point. You know, besides it, I stay in a flea bag motel, and my grandson said, I love this place. And I was asked, would you come back? Well, it was surrounded by my favorite stores. I could load up on Trader Joe's and
my God.
There was an Indian food place that I didn't have time to go to. But, you know, the place wasn't too bad. It was kind of West Anderson. I drove up at night with my kid and we were getting out of the car and I was trying to hustle him into the room as quickly as possible. And there were some people that were sitting out on the sidewalk leading to the entrance of the establishment, and they had a white tablecloth on the table, and they were seated there. They looked. He had a fez hat kind of on his head, and then they looked older, like maybe between 70 and 80, and they were sitting there like they were dining, or I couldn't see. I wanted to go up and take a picture or say something to them.
You should have taken pictures. You could do it sneaky so they wouldn't notice.
Yeah, and then this morning when I was checking out, they were there again. I mean,
the same
it was so. Yeah, it looked like it. Wes Anderson. I was late to where I had to get to, so I just had to skedaddle. But you know, I think there's some redeeming, and the people that worked there were so incredibly sweet and professional. I love them.
Well, that's nice. Well, maybe that'll.
Maybe that's why people. Maybe that's what people remember after they leave. A lot of times after you have an experience at a place and you think about it later, something good like that may stick with you. And you say, you know what, it was kind of a nice experience. And you forget about that it was a shithole, but the people were nice. Usually you don't get both. Usually when you stay in a dive, a lot of times there's a lot of dive service, a lot of dive customer service stuff too. So
yeah,
I'm just intrigued about these sitting on a sidewalk with a white tablecloth. I'm very intrigued.
Isn't that weird? That is so weird.
Now, you said he had, like, some kind of a ethnic hat on, right?
Well, I'm probably calling it different than what it should be called. It was made for winter, but it looked kind of Russian, speaking of Russian heritage.
Did they appear that they could not be of this land? Did they look like they might be foreign?
They look kind of old world, but you know, when I was checking in, there were a passel of women that came past me as I was checking in, and they were all speaking German. But see, I didn't see those kinds of people there a lot. What I saw was something else, and a lot of.
What is that? A lot of something else. Don't beat around the bush now. Come on.
Well, covered in tattoos, women and men, facial tattoos, neck tattoos. I had the window open. We were on the second story. I like to have, you know, daylight come into where we stay. And I could see our window overlooked the back end of the establishment into Brooklyn. It was kind of like an industrial area. And so they were all clustered out there smoking, the same people that, you know, covered in facial neck tattoos, looking kind of grimy, slimy.
Yep.
Those might be the long-term residents, I think. And it was diverse crowd.
Yeah.
Mostly one kind of diverse. One kind.
And that would be like motorcycle people or what?
Kind of almost like maybe people you would think would be walking around with meth pipes hanging out of their back pocket.
Yeah, you got it. Bingo, zingo.
Yep. They got little necklaces, and it's not a charm on the necklace. It's a little meth pipe hanging on the necklace, so they have it very, very handy.
And there wasn't a lot of variety of color.
Oh.
Yeah. In other words, they're basically... Yeah. Depending on what generation you want to use a term from, dirtbags is one old generation. Yeah. Yep. Got it.
It might help to stay at Hilton's and Wyndham's.
Well, she took the advice. You know, you take the advice of somebody. That's usually what you do when you're rolling in and you never picked a motel in an area before. You take the advice of somebody from there. And she probably won't choose that again when that time comes around. She'll know better. She learned her lesson. She will pick it on her own.
Okay, well, your neighbor's trying. He's going to keep trying.
She had to relay the cards down. That's why we chatted a little extra long.
He's in a honeymoon phase with you.
Which is odd. Because do you usually plan on checking on people's little fun spots on a honeymoon?
What do you mean?
Like him. He's checking on her at this place that she likes to go. He's kind of going to be a regular there now so he can spy on her. Is that what happens during a honeymoon, spying?
No. Their relationship is in a honeymoon phase. Like, often happens that there's been a big argument.
Oh, it's the rebound thing. They've been through more up and downs than holy shit that I've ever seen in my entire life.
Here's the thing, though. There's still a couple here with sneakiness going on. So I wonder if he had some private pleasure while you were gone. It would be
really?
The cards are showing something clandestine was occurring?
Well, around him.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And I told you, I really think this one particular couple, they are swingers. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, he kind of likes a little kink here and there when you consider that he has had some gay, you know, what do you call them, like escapades?
Oh, you could call it that.
He's never had a long-term boyfriend, is what Lisa, I feel you have said, right?
She only knows what he tells her, too, right? She only knows what he tells her, like we all do. We only know what our person tells us. And so I mean, that goes not just you two, any of us that have a relationship with somebody after a couple of years. And sometimes even after 10 years, there's things about the person. If they keep them well hidden, you'll never know.
Well, some of it,
you know, that's
you
just
don't
human
have
nature.
Need to know.
And some of it, maybe you don't want to know because it's the past. And if they don't do it again, well, we'll let it be. But I'm just saying, you only know what somebody tells you in general for everybody on earth. Okay. Well, go ahead, Deb. I think I totally derailed you.
No, not at all.
Okay. I'm good at derailing.
There is a woman that is around you when you socialize that I really think you've got to be careful. She is not your friend. She's, She's around where you circulate, where you like to go. She looks at you in the reading, which means she's receptive to you. But, you know, women can be so fake. Oh, my God. I don't know if you men can so much. You sort of dumb cluck your way through things, men, where women can be far more calculating. You know what I mean. We have strategy. Okay, like when I first moved here to Virginia, all kinds of women, these Navy wives, wanted to be my friends. And after a while, it became clear, oh, yeah, they wanted to be friends so they could get to my husband. And
oh,
he
God.
He went very willingly. See, they
oh,
had,
my God.
It would have worked out beautifully with Clinton. Remember how Clinton did not have sex with that woman?
He would not have worked good with Clinton because Clinton didn't like guys.
No, I'm talking about a husband. A previous husband, one who is no longer living. And it's not my Daryl.
All I'm saying, it doesn't matter. All I'm saying is I don't know. There's no connection with Clinton. Clinton likes his young, chunky chicks, okay? So I don't know why you would connect. I know who you're talking about. I don't know what they have no connection.
Well, I can tell you, these women believed, well, gee, I only gave him oral sex.
International shout out to Dr. Priya. And she's in
the Netherlands.
Netherlands. Thank you, Deb. For some reason, that always kicks my
and
ass.
I was so stunned. They're my friends. Can I copy, you know, borrowing money from me, et cetera, et cetera. And they're, how can I put this? You know
they're
what
hitting
they're
on your husband?
There was?
She said
hitting
on
your
husband.
Oh, more than hitting. Oh, yeah. So they all were in agreement that oral sex is not cheating.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you bunch of dirtbags, you know.
Well, that's not what I know what you're saying. Clinton, all Clinton said was,
I did not.
He goes, I did not have sex at one, and then when they nailed him on it, he goes, oh, well, you guys didn't define sex. He goes, wasn't sure of your definition of sex. And he's a Rhodes Scholar, so he's just political bullshit.
And now with the whole Epstein, or is it Epstein?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
That whole thing, Clinton's name is all over it.
There's a lot of people's name all over it. It doesn't mean anything at all.
Yeah, we'll see.
A lot of people partied with all those gangsters back. You know what? They all didn't pick up Tommy guns and kill people. They used to party with all the gangsters and stuff and the mafia guys. You know, it doesn't mean they were doing bad things just because their names are connected.
The only thing is they were having sex with underage girls.
Who says?
Well.
Exactly. See, somebody's making a connection. Oh, these two names come together. So obviously they were doing the same thing that guy was. It doesn't mean that. You know what? He had freaking people that did his laundry. Does that mean those people were banging children too? Because they were on in his books. He gave them money. It's stupid people make these connections.
Welcome to Suzanne from...
International shout out to Suzanne from the land of the Scots.
Yes, that's right.
So, Deb, you think...
Back to her
back
reading.
To you.
He was having...
Yeah. Well, all I can say is this couple is here. The woman is looking at your neighbor. She's intently looking at him. They strike me as the same couple that we talked about before.
Really?
That's her interlude.
And so they had a romantic interlude while I was gone?
They may have had an orgy.
Yeah, it might not have been a lot of romance there. You know
there
what I'm saying?
There isn't at these things.
Hey, baby, how you doing? Here's my sausage. That's not very romantic, but, you know.
If you read up on these places, these people don't even ask your name. A guy will come up or a woman will come up and say, hey, you wanna? And you either go with them or you do not. You know, most of them are drinking, probably drunk.
Or drugs.
And they have rules where, say, there's two guys and a woman. The second guy cannot just hop in on that mess. Because he has to get permission.
It looks like it happened when I was gone.
Well, I really think you should try to open a discussion with him. Maybe something in the paper, something you read online. This is how I used to actually start my columns when I wrote for the city newspaper. I would find something that correlated perfectly, you know, because I had been invited to and witnessed the underground, the, you know, the subculture of swinging here in my community. I went to it and I was totally shocked. And I didn't think I could be shocked, but I was shocked. And this is all just strictly, what do you want to call it? It's not romantic. It's banging.
She wants to know about her guy.
Yeah. I think that if you opened a topic and just said, what do you think about this? People in Arizona have been caught, you know, doing it like after hours in a club. And that would be, I think.
You know, I did bring it up. I did bring it up. And, I mean, the other day I brought it up. And
yeah.
I said, do you know any swingers? And he said, no.
Yeah, you know, also he could be doing the Bill Clinton thing. What's the, maybe that's not considered swinging.
You could ask me, did you ever kiss a girl, a woman? And I could say no.
Well, I'm just saying, but
that
also.
I'm telling you the truth.
Also, swinging is a lifestyle, and a lot of time it involves a pre-orchestrated thing where they go and they meet as a group. If he's just latched onto a couple, he might not consider that swinging.
And
I
you see,
joining a couple. That's not really swinging.
You know,
swinging. Yeah. That's not what swinging
is about.
I mean,
he could be easily lying, but you do see it actually have that it happened.
The card, two of diamonds is a card of clandestine activity.
Right. Well, in other words,
not that they're planning a surprise party.
You don't have an intercourse card. Specifically, well,
seven of clubs is very close.
I know, that's what I'm saying, though. But all you can do is based on the card, you can make an interpretation. But there isn't one clear card to say, aha, this is the coitus card. You don't have it, that card, right?
When the other night I was talking to that woman,
it'd be cool
Florida
if you had
the
coitus card.
I saw that he was
coitus
interruptus through the four of diamonds, which is a card of betrayal and unfaithfulness. These people, it enhances their relationship. What I'm getting, see, when you learn doing things like this, the story starts to tell itself. I get the feeling this husband likes to see her engaged in acts with other men.
Some guys, I don't know any of them, but I know they're out there. Some guys like that, and for the life of me, I don't get that shit at all.
Well, it's you.
And everybody I know. I know they're out there. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, hey, oh, you and I, you're my forever partner. I mean, we have something special. I sure can't wait till I see some stranger come up and bang you from behind. How does that make, that's a fucking happy marriage. Put that on my fucking anniversary card, folks.
Do you watch it in porn movies?
I don't know. Porn movies aren't real. They're pretending to be people, but they're not, first
well,
of all.
Go on if you can get on. You have
it's a lifetime with banging,
a
those
lot,
fucking things.
A lot of
and
amateur,
bad acting.
A lot of amateur stuff is on websites like Pornhub, X-Hamster, but now we have to show our ID. And I
you have to verify
who you are.
In Virginia, it's a Virginia law thing.
Other
other states, but not everyone, but yes.
No, not everyone.
Yeah. Anyway, back to, she wants to go back to the reading.
If he's having that kind of interaction with another couple,
you gotta discuss
why it. Is he interested in going to a place, or why is he even interested in talking to me? Why is he interested in going to a place where I go? I mean, you actually see that they had this interlude while I was gone, right?
I'm just saying they're here. He wants to get, I think the man is hung up on the Madonna whore complex. All right. You read up on that. You're the Madonna. You're the pure one. You are, you know, he doesn't want you to know the murky, dirty.
There's a million guys out there that have their relationship and they want to go out and play on the side. There's a million guys out there that do that all the time, and they're going to
tell.
And they're going to sweet talk the shell out of the one they want forever. And I'm not saying this is that guy, but I'm saying that's very common, actually. It's super common. And then guys want to have their side piece.
And
that doesn't mean they do actually love the woman that they're with, they just don't respect them enough to be monogamous. That's what I look at it as, respect.
What's the name of the country guy who got nabbed for Income tax fraud.
I don't know.
Jimmy, I keep thinking Jimmy, but it's not.
I don't know.
Willie Nelson.
Look what came out about him.
What, that he's made out of marijuana?
No, he had.
It's in his DNA.
He had a side piece for years. And it wasn't until it came out that a woman using his last name had a baby in a hospital, and it was his.
But so you see that this is going on here with my neighbor, though, right?
I think so, yes.
She believes she sees it, yes.
There is an underground community. I think the flaccid penis guy, what is his
Sultan, name? Flaccid Sultan. Now, the word flaccid already implies the second word, so that's redundant. But yes.
I believe he's involved. I think some of the people you've been to backyard barbecues with are involved. There's like a society. And you never know. They probably had sex, all of them, with each other.
That's right. They might have done it right on puppies. You know, right on top of little puppies and kittens. They were so terrible.
That is a good one. No, I don't think the baby was born with long plaits in his hair.
Oh, yeah, little Willie.
But you know,
well, why? I don't understand why he would even want to talk with me then, because,
because you are pure, and you make him feel like not a piece of meat. Like these, you know, you go to these things, you're going to be a piece of meat.
It's very common. It used to be common a long time ago when people couldn't do anything. Hundreds of years ago, they were doing all sorts of things behind closed doors, but they still had their wives that they loved.
They did.
And they wanted to keep them as wives forever and ever and ever. It doesn't mean they were out banging the little maids and stuff running around.
What? With its kings and
what?
Queens, all of that.
That shouldn't. That,
they probably had a lot. Yeah.
Why?
It's just, the same thing.
Why would he be interested in going to that place that I like to go? Why would he even be interested in doing that?
Oh, well, to, you know, because he's not.
He's spying. It's putting his eyes on you. That's why. That is
why. Is that why?
I think so. He's checking you out.
What other reason would there be?
I mean, this is weird. This is so out of my, you know, this whole thing, me moving here, however long I moved here ago, has introduced me to a whole world. It turns my fucking stomach. Gay one day, gay not day. I mean, it's spinning my head around. I've never been exposed to this kind of shit.
You know what I say about that subject?
What do you say?
There is no gay one day and gay another day, not gay. You're gay, you're gay. You don't just, there's not a switch and go flip.
And then
flip,
swinging.
Flip, flip.
Well, swinging now, I think he was splitting hairs here. Because swinging implies that you are... swinging with your wife or your girlfriend.
See, that's the thing. That's why I don't think. That's why he says he's not a swinger. That's why. Because swinging involves couples rolling into a place and then just having at it. And he's not rolling into these places with couples. So that's why when she asked him about swinging, he goes, "No, I don't do that." And he's not. He would probably pass a lie detector test because he's not swinging.
He doesn't consider that.
Based on that definition, and I almost agree with him. That's not my definition of swinging either.
Right. So would it make any difference if he was going to strip clubs?
Yeah, well, strip clubs is different.
Where they're completely naked and, you know.
Yeah, but usually strip clubs, any decent one, there's nothing going on there, at least, if it's a quality. But, yeah, you know,
I don't like that he's going to my place. I don't like that he's going to my hangout because that encroaches on my space. And I told him that today. I said, I'm very happy there, and you're only going because I was talking about how happy I am.
You should tell him not to. Tell him that you don't want him to go to your places.
He told you not to come to certain things.
And then if he says, well, you can't tell me that, then you could say, well, then they are no longer my places. I'll find a new place, and I'm not going to tell your ass where it is if you're going to be like that and not respect my boundaries.
And what did Dr. House always say?
Everybody lies.
Everybody lies. You probably have some secrets too, Lisa. You don't want anybody to know.
Yeah, but you know, everything's relative. When you're supposed to have a relationship with somebody, those are so
not like that. Well, with him, I don't tell everything.
Yeah.
I've learned not to tell everything with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
Well, I do think he's got a big mouth. You know, he likes to talk.
Talk.
Yeah.
So anything else do you see for
I'm
the...
I'm not seeing it impacting your life. I mean, this could just remain a shadowy, secret part of his life where he might just tell you, I'm going to go play racquetball, but that's not the kind of ball he's going to play.
True that.
I'm sorry to laugh, but...
It's okay.
Yeah.
You have to laugh in life or you're going to go insane. Either laugh or cry. You got to do something.
I have a lady client very high up in the medical, you know, hierarchy, who she had a man she was desperately in love with, very much engaged to him, and had no idea that he kept another woman on the side, kind of a skanky wench, in an apartment.
You probably like that.
And when he was saying he was going to go play racquetball, which he said, he was off with the other girl. And it was only by chance that this woman found out. Okay. So, and women do it too. I'm not saying, you know, men's are the only.
Oh, right. But, yeah. You know, guys are more common offenders. Everybody has to acknowledge that.
Oh, my God, I'm coming apart.
Coming apart at the seams. So what do you see overall summary? You want to re-summarize? Because this was a lot of stuff was talked about here, Deb. Don't worry about your boobs. Worry about the cards right now.
I can't figure out.
Don't worry about
where
them. Yeah, whatever. It is okay.
We've got a little snap there.
Well, snap away then.
Well, I really think that unless you open this topic with him and maybe, you know, do what police do, like when you're on the stand, attorneys will sometimes feed you a lie. To see what you're going to do with it, maybe say, well, I've had friends that, you know, have done this kind of thing, and it's their recreation, their entertainment. Haven't you ever, you know, indulged? But maybe you don't want to know.
No, you know what I could do is just tell them I've been invited to go swing.
I don't know. Would he buy it, though? Would he actually believe that?
Probably would.
Really? Because usually if some chick just tells you something off the wall, you're not buying that shit. You can already smell something going on.
Or he might say, I want to come too.
Well, that's what she would like. That's why she would feed that out to see the reaction. But if I was a guy, some chick just threw that out there, and I after knowing her for a while, I'd be like, all right, she's fishing for something. I got to be careful here.
I don't know. I don't know if he's that smart. I don't know. Who knows?
That's true.
He did say
that he's not that relationship smart, so maybe he wouldn't. You're right.
I don't know. Maybe.
If you do some research online, you'll find also that there are places called Killing Kittens and another, it's like Killing Kittens, but it's just a name, and another one is Skirts, and this is strictly for women who want to go play around with lesbians.
Okay, why does she need to know this?
I'm just saying, if you start doing research, you will see that this isn't just a fly-by-night deal.
Okay. Okay. I think we've established that like 10 shows ago that people swing.
Well, Lisa, I think we're going to have to give you your card. I feel that he's trying very hard to be a good man. I think he wants to go to the club also to be with you.
Yeah, well, it's funny, though, that she told him a place and now he wants to be a regular there. I see a little, somebody feeling a little insecure is what I feel.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
and we'll a little.
He thinks you have a boyfriend. Somewhere.
Or he's worried you might get one, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not worried you have one yet, but he wants to be there so he could probably. I bet if he was there and you started chatting up with some guy, I bet he would roll right in and try to sabotage it.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Guarantee
he's done
you know that. He knows it too. Yeah, and she has witnessed that.
He's had a year and then some to get intimate with you.
Or just to actually make it go to another level. It doesn't have to be physical, but actually to really go somewhere, but it hasn't. But kind of spinning wheels, as they say, the wheels are spinning, so you're not gaining traction.
Well, he's been saying stuff like,
talk is cheap.
He says, okay, all right, well. He hasn't presented
a ring.
No, tell me.
Talk to Deb now. Talk to Deb.
Yeah, what is he saying?
Well, we're in the middle of conversation or whatever, and he'll say, oh, the way things are going, you'll be making my meals for the rest of my for the rest of our lives, kind of thing, you know, and or, you know, would you want to live here? Would you, you know, doing we things, like, should we think about, you know, looking at this place to live, or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but in a sense, my knee-jerk response would be to say to him, I can live anywhere, but right now I'd like to put you in that bed and blow your balls off.
That sounds like it might be a one-time thing where he'll never be able to have sex again.
Well,
if the testicles are removed, that's going to be a problem.
I mean, God, you can only wait so long.
All right, here we go, real quick, though. Yes, no, I agree. Like I said, I don't have cards, so I spew from a guy who doesn't like bullshit, but I don't have cards. Deb has the cards. Here we go. Subject of your angel card. This is actually a nice one. It's comfort, and it's from Archangel Azrael. I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do
so
need that. Man,
yeah,
whatever happens
yeah.
with this relationship, for sure.
Right. Exactly. Or anything. I mean, that's, yes, exactly. With this, wherever it may go, wherever it may lead you, Archangel Azrael, there to help you heal your heart.
Yeah. And
if need be, maybe it won't need be. We do not know. I don't know. I don't have cards. I don't know. Squat.
I do feel that there is traction in this relationship.
Okay. See, right now I see it spinning wheels, but I don't have cards.
Right.
Deb has the cards. She can see down the road. I just go by like I'm a prosecutor. I hear the evidence. All right. This is my synopsis based on what I was told this very second. This is bullshit. But.
Well, and here the reality is until he actually belongs to you, entitled to have a private life just as you are.
It's weird.
Yeah.
You know, because that's you don't have to be married just to have a commitment. But eventually there has to be some kind of understanding between two people. All right, we're monogamous, we are this, we are that, we're gonna basically be an item. We're not married and you know, but it is kind of a gray area how you get there in life. Just people just seem to kind of come to a mutual understanding when you're seeing somebody for a while.
I know.
Everybody drops the L word on each other a few times. And then you kind of assume, all right, we said that, we're an item, we're going out together, whatever, how long.
No, he tells me that, says, I love you. You know, he tells me that, so I don't know.
Well, I guess only time will tell.
Yeah, but I bet she doesn't want to wait forever.
And to those of you that are out there, remember, this is a show. This isn't just a reading session. I'll do readings as we go along, but when I start feeling pressured, I don't do them. All right, so just bear that in mind.
Yes, indeed. All right, Lisa, thank you for holding.
Thank you, guys.
Sure, and thank you for coming back when we had to do a restart of the show when we were wrong and didn't need to, but thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we hope to hear from you again. We'll be here tomorrow, but it'll be an hour earlier. It'll be on
6 o'clock.
It'll be on News for the Soul, so it's the other number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, good luck. Good luck, and we shall talk again.
Okay.
All right.
The mini amount of time.
Yeah, we could probably do one Facebook reading. We'll take.
Yeah, let's just have them just write out, like Dr. Priya, just put out your question.
Type it in. Yeah,
situation.
Yeah. If you messenger, it would work out the best if you could messenger Deborah Lee, but if you cannot.
No, I'd rather we just do it.
She doesn't
want to
do messenger.
Here.
Never mind. I will not speak. Yes.
And it's hard for her. She has young children. Yeah. Remember, it's like 2 o'clock.
Well, Dr. Priya, yes, you have to ask your question.
Please go ahead.
You're up, but the clock's ticking. Tick-tock. It's, you know, Monday's coming, and it's a work day and all that stuff, so we can't do, like, this big Friday and Saturday show.
A little bit about her year.
About this year? Okay, so that's an upcoming New Year-type reading.
Yeah.
That's cool. We've gotten quite a few of those, which makes sense. I mean, we're, what, 7 days in? So we're a week into the New Year. Only 51 more to go till 2025. Right, which means you should start Christmas shopping now because that's not far away.
You can buy everything on sale right now.
You know, if a person, like some people actually do it, they were talking the other day, that especially decorations. If you like, I need to get new decorations, that's the time to buy those sons
of
bitches.
It's like 75% off.
Like you go out the 26th and start buying, gobbling that shit up. Oh, that would be the way to do it. Problem is that it's really hard to do because you kind of are sick of seeing decorations, especially if you had to put a million up. Kind of really want to touch them. But a wise person would buy them and stick them in a box. And then come next Christmas or whatever, you got all this brand new stuff that you bought like at 75% off or so. Yes. But it's hard to be wise when you're kind of like overdone with the year.
Yes.
With the holidays.
First of all, Dr. Priya, I really think that you're going to begin this year as you go forward with focus on the new job. I think it's going to be fantastic for you. Okay. What you had before was, well, in a sense, like being doomed to wash dishes, if you know what I mean. There wasn't really much opportunity for advancement, but I really feel this one's going to take you higher. So that's a good thing. And in the meantime, I know what you mean by family completion. If anything is going to happen in that department, it's going to be later in this year. Okay.
So now you wait.
Okay.
That's the 23-second thing. You saw the thing about her job, right? She said? But she resigned her current job, right? You saw that?
I
just want to make sure because you're flipping cards. I don't want you to miss any good information.
Fine. And
good info.
There was another part, financial. Well, I think we're all kind of in that boat. You know, it's like there's never really enough. I have found myself from my own experience, the more children you have to eat, the less expensive it actually becomes in the long run. Okay, because you're kind of on a group plan. It did for me. It worked out that way.
Okay, we'll go
as
with that.
For you,
I will trust you.
Maybe. I don't know. I hate to make a call on financial when you're just starting a new job. And
transition.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say hope for the best and plan for the worst.
So right now it's very fluid, so you can't see anything that you can nail down because she's right in the middle of transitioning,
okay,
right?
Yeah, see, you're not as dumb as you were.
No, I'm not. Right? International shout out to Jeanette in Canada.
Yes. Well, I quit the medicine so everybody who's talking here. I did quit it. It got me a good start for 2 weeks. That's all I needed. Now I'm on my own.
Yeah, and Jeanette, I've been hearing that. I heard that on the radio last week.
Losing a lot of hair.
Yep.
And they're seeing suicidal tendencies.
There's another. Yeah, there's a few of them that they nailed down. There are going to be more. When something new comes out, you know what? It's the old phrase, when something's too good to be true, guess what?
It probably is.
So it's like, oh, look at this. This thing does all these great things. You know what? Let's see what happens 5 years from now.
I think it's going to be a good year for you, Dr. P, because what I see here is a lot of new people to meet. It's a better networking that you're going to find through Johnson & Johnson.
I feel like
you could really go places.
That's a pretty big-ass company.
And you are a very intelligent, sharp lady.
She has to be Dr. Priya.
And I know you've got young children and about having another one and all that. You will have a complete family, but I want to tell you, once your children are all raised, look out. You're going to be on your way upward, okay?
Up and away.
Yeah, you'll never be just sitting there knitting, you know, what do they knit, Afghan?
I don't know what they knit on rockers. What do the grannies used to knit? They were knitting.
There you go.
What's that?
Dr. Priya is planning to start with job and her aesthetic practice together. I love it. So you betcha. There will be no glass ceiling for you, hon.
What does that mean?
It means you can only go so far.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So I've heard of the word no ceiling.
No,
I know what that means.
I have to say complimentary to Jim. He has no trouble asking questions.
No. Anybody that thinks they know everything is full of shit. All right.
Oh, enjoy yourself in India.
Ah, interesting.
Miss Sophia that I've been
Is she still there?
Until the 24th.
Oh,
she went from Sweden to India, and she is doing sessions on the beach. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you have a wonderful time. Yes, you need vacation. You know, we all do.
She's going to India for vacation. So, I mean, now, like, really soon,
sounds like. Yeah, she's wonderful, I think.
Hmm.
Would you please give her a card?
I shall do so. I have it ready. Standing by. Subject is... The angel card subject is victory from Archangel Sandalphon. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
There it is. Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. That's from the old, what the hell was that
the
movie?
The Fifth Element.
Yes. I love
she
that flick.
That.
Yep, she did.
Oh, let's
Lulu. Lulu was her name.
I didn't think it was Lulu.
Yeah, he gave
Lee,
her that.
No.
I think it
what
was.
What was the name?
Lilu?
Lilu.
Lilu. It was something that's weird like it. That. He just gave her that, I think, for some reason, because she didn't know. But, yeah.
No, well, she was the...
She was the fifth element.
Being.
She was the fifth element. Yeah.
Yeah,
right. So, all right, we're talking about a fictional movie, but you know what? It's one of those movies that I love, and it will not. It never won any awards, but it was great, and it was pretty star-casted.
I thought it was.
It was awesome. A lot of action, humor.
Bruce Willis has been an excellent actor.
He actually was. You know, I thought when I didn't watch it, and a lot of people did, that Moonlighting when it came out in the
80s. Oh, I did.
I didn't, and I watched a little bit of it, and I didn't like it. I did not like it at all. I didn't like it. I didn't like him. I thought he was going to be a sucky piece of crap actor, but see, he didn't get typecasted. He must have had a good agent and got out of that, busted out of that shell.
Well, they were
and
playing,
did various roles.
Yeah, and they played cat and mouse.
Oh, I know. That's what it was. It was a cutesy little sexual tension freaking thing. And what was it? Was it private detective shit? Is that what it was? Okay. See, I didn't even watch a full episode. It was like in the mid-80s, right?
Yeah, and it isn't going to go down in history.
What was it? Sybil Shepherd. Sybil Shepherd was the co-star of those two. She was probably the headline then, actually. He might have been the sideline because that was his first big gig. All right. Enough of that Hollywood crap bullet talk.
Yes. So tomorrow we will be on News for
News for
the Soul.
News for the Soul. Hour earlier, different phone number for the blog talkers that are still listening because we have them with us because when I re-racked the show, it reset the timer.
Yeah.
But we should say goodbye to them right now real quick so we don't hear that chick jump us. So let's say goodbye to our blog talkers, Deb.
Before she jumps in.
She jumps in. 30 seconds or 90. Let's do the 90 second. We're probably going to do that. All right, Deb, pick a song. Any song.
It's going to come out loud.
I'm okay with loud. It's a song. And plus, it'll be good for the Facebooker because that microphone's way over there.
All right, go.
Go, dog, go. All right, here we go. Da, 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 da.
Good night.
You know what? That Lawrence Hulk show came out on Monday.
Oh,
it did.
Yeah.
I thought that was appropriate. Come on, come on. You're here.